Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, February 8th. So we're looking at 282024. And it's time to get busy.
Yes, it is.
Well, what are we going to get busy on today?
So I've got a couple of changes for a couple of our clients, Keystone Sod and Johnson Cashway.
Yeah, Keystone, that's out by the lake, right?
Yeah, so
Lake McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Mm-hmm. And Gearing, one of our favorite clients. I mean, several of our favorite clients under one roof right there.
Yes. And you?
Really tightening down the server, making sure that our websites are secure and easy to access for our clients and their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, out of that upgrade, so we're offering a special on a comprehensive security analysis and lockdown of your website, as well as for anybody needing a website redesign or complete redevelopment with a control panel, updatability, and even your own mobile ability to update it. So all kinds of great things included in that package, as well as we are now launching our podcast advertising.
Yes.
Only $20 for 1,000 30-second podcast ads in the cities and states of your choice. These are anybody's podcasts, our podcast, and your podcast if you have one. We can teach you how to insert those ads into podcasts all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have an international audience, but we also have radio advertising right here stateside in 8 different states. We have some powerhouse radio stations that we have some advertising available on.
Yes.
So give us a call at Hale Multimedia to find out more about how you can advertise your business or take it to the next level. That's what I'm working on today. And thank you for the awesome graphic that you supplied us with so mm-hmm. that we could share that onto our social media feeds.
Yes, I think it's a really good offer.
One way to protect against nefarious things happening is to get into God's Word. Let's let go of the guilt with Valerie Burton on YouVersion.
Yeah, stop beating yourself up. Take back your joy.
Ouch, ouch, boom, boom. Hey, this is Let Go of the Guilt. Exchange lies for truth. Today, we're going to be embracing freedom.
Mm-hmm. Guilt has an upside. Even though your feelings of guilt might at times be draining, they might also have contributed to your success, your relationships, and the good decisions you've made. Ultimately, it motivates us to improve our behavior, do the right things, and do right by others.
The most successful people don't just follow certain steps to success. They think differently in the face of every challenge and opportunity they face. The assumption might be that their thoughts are all positive, but that's not true. Guilt plays a role in their success. The anticipation of guilt can guide your behavior so that you become more trustworthy, successful, have more self-control, and hold to the goals or expectations of others. It can cause you to give to those in need, a habit that leads to happiness and fulfillment. We can attest to that.
Mm-hmm. While carrying out responsibilities and duties effectively is a positive thing, it is possible to be conscientious about the wrong things. You can't just be conscientious about living up to norms. You need to be conscientious about what norms are truly right and good. Conscientiousness without conscience is dangerous.
Hmm.
Using your conscience is how you reset and adjust your behavior to eliminate false guilt.
I'm glad you got that paragraph. Your conscience is your moral compass, your guide. For me, that guide is the Holy Spirit. It is the voice of God Himself nudging me in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a man or woman of faith, your beliefs define your values. When I open my Bible, I'm clear about what matters. It's there in clear print. And sometimes it requires the humility of understanding the state of all human beings, that we are all guilty, that none of us is perfect.
Mm-mm.
The fact that you struggle with guilt is not a negative trait. It means you have a conscience,
mm-hmm.
and your conscience has served you well. Learning to distinguish between good guilt that makes you a better human and false guilt will help you better navigate guilt and take back your joy.
Mm-hmm. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1.
Don't submit to a yoke of slavery. That's good.
There is no guilt without expectation. And so there is no faster way to undo your guilty feelings than to adjust your expectations of yourself. To let go of guilt, we must let go of expectations that do not align with who and where we are, and reset our expectations intentionally to reflect the joy and purpose we so deeply want. This takes self-compassion. Take a breath, pivot, examine yourself, and decide whether your expectations are the right ones for you to have.
As you consciously choose new thoughts based on healthy values, you will create new feelings, one based on living in freedom and joy. As you define your expectations in ways that are specific and measurable, not vague, you can find satisfaction and freedom in knowing that those expectations are being met, or adjust your behavior when you know you're falling short. This evaluation process must be ongoing as your life circumstances change, so that you have fresh, balanced expectations appropriate to each season you're in. That reminds me a lot of course, Tony Robbins and what he always says, you have to benchmark and constantly evaluate and adjust.
Mm-hmm. It's easier to let people tell you what your expectations ought to be, especially if embracing those expectations means approval and acceptance. Real growth happens when you quietly and prayerfully question every expectation you have embraced. Then you can choose what to hold on to and what to adjust or discard. Resetting them allows you to let go of false guilt and embrace joy.
So how has the anticipation of guilt helped you make responsible choices? I know I'm going to feel guilty if I do this, so I better not.
Right.
That's what they're yes. talking about.
How does your conscience help you evaluate the expectations that motivate your thoughts and behaviors?
And in what ways can God help you set values and expectations that allow you to let go of false guilt and embrace joy? We're going to wrap this up tomorrow, but today we learned that we must embrace freedom. Lord, we thank you so much for this anticipation of something negative turning into a positive thing. Always look for the positive, we've heard. And Lord, we thank you for being that positive. We thank you for always giving us a solution, even in the most confusing and misunderstood circumstances. You still somehow give us clarity in the end. Help us to have that conscience, that moral compass to embrace the freedom and let go of the guilt. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Well, with it being February 8th, what happened on this day in history?
Well, I don't know, how far back do we want to go here?
Oh, we watched the movie on that just not too long ago.
Yes.
1692, Salem witches?
Yes.
Ooh, tell us about that a little bit.
A doctor in Salem, Massachusetts, declared that a 9-year-old daughter and 11-year-old niece of the local pastor were under the influence of an evil hand.
Oh, is that William Griggs?
Yeah.
Unable to diagnose any physical ailment and declared supernatural causes must be to blame. Soon, Sarah Good, Tituba, and Sarah Osborne were arrested and charged with using witchcraft to torment the girls. They murdered a bunch of people, didn't they?
Yes.
Let's move on. What else happened? That was the 1600s, huh?
Wow. 1692, yes. In 1892, Union forces captured Roanoke Island in North Carolina during the Civil War. It was a relatively minor military victory, but it became pivotal. By controlling the island, the Union was able to control shipping to the area. It directly threatened the Confederate capital of Richmond.
1908, the military aircraft is born. Yep, that's right. That's the ones you heard about. That's right. I said that's right, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah. Orville and Wilbur Wright signed a contract with the United States Army to build a Model A flying machine for, get this, $25,000.
Wow.
The Army added a bonus of an extra $5,000 if the brothers could design a plane to fly faster than 40 miles an hour.
Really?
I don't think they got the bonus.
Well, in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America is incorporated, and in 1922, the White House gets a radio. President Warren G. Harding installed the first radio set in the White House.
What year?
In 1922.
1942, it was also kind of an ugly year there, and we have personal experience with this because we walked into a building that at one point, out by Scotts Bluff National Monument, that was actually used for a Japanese internment.
Yes.
In 1942, on this day, Congress advises FDR that Americans of Japanese descent should be locked up so they wouldn't oppose the U.S. war effort.
I remember when I found out about that, I asked why we'd never been taught that.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma said, it's because we were all so embarrassed.
Yes.
They didn't want to share the story.
Mm-mm.
It was a really dark part of our history. Yep.
FDR, wasn't he the New Deal?
Yep.
Yeah, great New Deal there.
In 1946, the Revised Standard Version of the Bible is published. It was the first serious challenge to the predominance of the King James Version.
1950, the German Stasi founded notorious East German Secret Service Police, who gained a reputation as one of the most repressive and ruthless state intelligence agencies in history.
You know, and I always think of the Russian...
KGB.
KGB, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Stop in the name of love.
Okay, by who?
By the Supremes.
And what happened?
Released in 1965, and then in 1968, Planet of the Apes premiered.
Okay, I better keep my comments to myself then. It's a really corny movie. Really corny.
It was really silly.
And yep. In 2008, in a controversial move, Nebraska bans death by the electric chair.
Yep.
At that point, if I remember right, they were the only state in the union left with the electric chair. They finally got rid of it.
Either that or one of two.
One of two, maybe. We'll have to dig deeper on that one.
But yep.
That's kind of some shocking news for you today.
So to speak.
But now, the reason that the death penalty works in states that have it is because people don't want to get the death penalty. They don't do the crimes so that they won't get that death penalty. It is a deterrent to the major crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lessen the penalty or lessen the punishment by taking away something that's scary as you know what, if the electric chair was so feared, then leave it there as a deterrent. Right. That was the debate.
Yep.
But they banned the electric chair, and now I think they just shoot him in the eye.
In a vein, at least.
Yeah, that'll kill you. Everybody knows needles kill.
Well, today is National Kite Flying Day.
It has been windy.
It seems like that should be a March day, but it's February. February 8th. National Kite Flying Day.
Oh, maybe it's because basically the Wright brothers put two kites together and went up in the air.
Oh, maybe.
For about 15 seconds or something, right?
Could be.
Okay. They're out flying a kite.
It's also National Opera Day.
Oh, don't start singing. Is it Fat Thursday?
It's also Fat Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's a Polish day. And they celebrate...
That's racist.
They celebrate Fat Thursday right before Lent. And it's actually a day for donuts and other sweet bakery treats.
Donuts and other sweet bakery treats. All right. Well, that is going to do it for our This Day in History, right?
Yes.
That was fun. Now, it's time to close out. So we're hoping that we're able to elevate your day today.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.